The following programming is sponsored by Fatima Peters. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show empowering and inspiring you to create great opportunities for your life. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM website or the 860 AM Philadelphia dial. We are on Spotify too, and thanks to all our sponsors and our listeners. And today I have a special guest. My friend is Zach from Henny Golden Band. Zachariah, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh my goodness. I always wanted to have a artist like you. You know, meaning free, mindful. Oh my God, the best thing could ever happen to an artist is to be able to be mindful, to be able to know they are who they are and do what they want to do without worrying about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you for making this time. We have chatted over the coffee shop. We have chatted a little bit before the show. And I want to know about your journey. You told me that you started learning about playing guitar at 15 and you studied jazz for the first 2 years. Tell me a little bit. Can you tell us about your musical journey, how you have been involved with all this amazing thing?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it started when I'm originally from Portland, Maine. And I started playing when I was 15. I got inspired by Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Aerosmith!
I saw him playing the solo to Sweet Emotion, walking down a catwalk to... I wasn't there, but I saw a live performance, and I was just like, guitar looks awesome.
Yeah.
So I got
Tell me about your excitement. What did you do when you were listening to that?
I don't know. I've always gotten enthralled by music. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, one of my favorite movies I would watch over and over again was Fantasia.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always...
We all did.
Yeah, I grew up listening to classical and a lot of classic rock with my parents as well. And I got my first guitar when I was 14 on Christmas, and then I got my first guitar lesson when I was 15.
Wow.
And I just studied jazz for a couple years with an old professor named Bob Hamilton, who I think lives in California now.
Wow. Wow. And you play other instruments. So mm-hmm. What inspired you to pursue such a diverse range of instruments and vocal styles in your music?
So when I got into guitar, started playing that for a few years, and then I was at a jam, and one of the only instruments that was available was a bass. So I was like, oh, I can play bass. I started playing bass. And then I got a bass and I started learning all the cool different things you could do with it. And then I was at another jam and a drum set was available. And then I was like, well, maybe I should learn drums too. And then I just started, the more that I learned a different instrument, the more I got better at my original instrument, because drums taught me about rhythm, which I was able to bring to bass and guitar. Mm-hmm. And bass taught me about being rooted, which I was able to bring to drums.
Wow.
And then I started playing piano and I got better at everything. And through all that time, I've also been singing because it's something's always wanted to come out.
Yeah, yeah. And you talk a lot about emotions, talk a lot about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were chatting about, you know, how important it is for a person to be aware of what's going on in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, people don't express, they don't observe. And can you say a little bit about that, how you apply that in your songs?
Yeah, so... For me, it hasn't always been easy. There's always old patterns that come in that can make a whole day feel like it lasts forever, you know? And I think one of the things that music's done for me is it's given me a platform to express and to invite people to feel what I'm feeling and to go through the journey that I've gone through. And music has become such an important just outlet for me that I've also found connects me to other people.
Yeah, and I'm all about connection, by the way.
Yeah.
And I think that music, when you say invite, and that's exactly that, we're talking about having the chills, mm-hmm. you know, at listening to a song.
Yeah.
And I know you want to share a song with us.
Yeah.
What is that song that you're going to share today?
Well, that song is, it's called For Bridget. It's a song I wrote about my ex-fiance.
Oh, that's so sweet. We're going to hear that. But before that, we also talked about wanting, you're from Portland, but you live in Philly.
Yeah.
Right? You're a Philly boy.
I am now. Well, I'm more of a Manayunk boy.
Yes, yeah. I'm a Manayunk girl. Yeah. Yay! Yeah. Go, Zach. And so you express that your music can be heard here in a few spots. And also you have a wishful, in a way, of wanting to be in other places. So
yeah.
What are the hip places you want to be?
I would love to play Milk Boy, Ort Lieb's, Kung Fu Necktie, Johnny Brenda's, you know, in the future playing much larger venues. But right now I've been working, like this chair keeps going down.
But it actually was very apropos, by the way.
Right now I've been in Manayunk in Roxborough a lot because I think it's really important to build community.
Yes.
And build a really strong foundation. And I feel really supported and welcomed and loved here.
Yeah. And you were on Grape Street, Bob?
Yeah, the Grape Room was where I played a lot and I've met a lot of my band. I think basically everyone who's in my band now, and that's 8 people, I met through the Grape Room.
Yeah, yeah. Is that still open?
Unfortunately, it recently closed. It's closed its doors forever.
Wow, that is sad because I used to go there. Has been 20 years?
I think it's been open for 20 or 25 years, and I'm grateful for every moment that I got, but I only got a little over a year.
Yeah, yeah. My, as you know, my husband is a voice teacher, mm-hmm. and a lot of his students have played at the Grape Room.
Oh, yeah.
And I live in Manayunk. I have been in Manayunk for 27 years. And, it's amazing.
Yeah. It was a staple of the community. A lot of people were able to go there. And one of the special things I think about it was you didn't always have to drink. You could go and enjoy music.
Correct. Know? Yeah. And it was a cool place.
Very cool place.
We need that.
We do.
We need that. So great. So let's hear your song. And we'll talk a little more about it, you know, because
sure,
I want you to connect us with the feelings of emotions of that song.
Okay, I got it. I don't wanna kick it. I just wanna leave. Tired love, you can feel it too as we push. Just to lose. Up this life couldn't wait. I'm lost, and so are you. So we go. Oh, find our truths.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So let's talk about that song. Let's talk about the feeling of that, the connection and the creative process that you had with this amazing song. That's very touchy, by the way. Thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I guess you need a moment.
I wrote that song. I was engaged, and we ended things. And then I moved to Colorado from Maine, and I lived there for about a year with a couple friends. And that song just sort of came out, and I played it over and over and over again. It was one of the most cathartic releases.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the guitar work, it's really amazing. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to chat with you about your band and the members of your band.
Yeah,
and
I'd love to talk about them.
The creative process of the Henry Golden songs, because you also play dance music. I mean, it's
that most of the songs aren't like that.
It's fun. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and we'll speak with Zach about his creative process and his band.
Game Time is a sports soak therapy used by professional athletes, health and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injury. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.
Did you always have the desire to sing? Don't fall prey to limiting beliefs. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Master vocal technician John Nicholas Peters is the one to break down barriers and help you achieve your ultimate vocal potential. Students say he's the most brilliant vocal coach ever. You'll learn more in a short time than prior years of training. Visit www.vocaltechnician.com or call 215-487-2517 and start the journey to your greatest dream.
Unlock the potential of emotional intelligence in your workplace. Discover how understanding emotions can boost team integration, dynamics, motivation, and behavior, positively impacting sales and company culture. We offer affordable training with self-awareness and self-management practical tools for a harmonious work environment. Elevate your team's performance today. Visit emotionmanagementschool.com or call 267-671-0773.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show. Empower and inspire you to create great opportunities for your life. I have been talking to Zachariah Bigelow, and he is Zach from... You like how I introduce you, right?
I love it, yeah.
Yes, and we're going to talk about his band, Henry Golden Band. So, Zach, let's talk a little bit about your buddies, you know, and the instruments and the music you play. Because we just heard this beautiful love song, you know, very, very deep. Mm-hmm. And I know you play dancing music, too.
Yeah.
And we wanted to hear you're all over Philly. And you're going to do, you told me you're going to do a tour.
Yeah.
So let's chat about the band.
Sure. So the band is comprised of 7 or 8 members. I'm on guitar and I sing. Then we have a keyboard player named Jody. We have a bass player named Brian. We have a drum player named Ryan. We have a sax player named Chet, a trumpet player named Dylan. And we also have a backup singer and sometimes lead singer named Lena. And then in and out, we have Ethan, who plays guitar with us and helps us do things, but he's not always available. But he's
go
in
Henry
the band.
Golden Band! Woohoo! A shout to everyone.
Yes. Hello, everybody. And my mom.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so tell me about the genre of music that
sure.
you guys play.
I've kind of pinned it down to dreamy alternative funk.
Oh, I like that.
So all the music, there are some songs that are very, very upbeat, sort of just like pulsing stuff. But behind everything is this sort of jazzy undertone of kind of like this dreamy longing feeling. So I feel like even though it's upbeat, there's still a little bit of like what's going on in the background.
Yeah, that's cool. And what is the energy of the band? You know, everybody is, you know, in friendship and each other for a long time.
No, so I met everyone except for Brian and Lena through the Grape Room. I met Brian at the Fire. And I met Lena at Volo, the coffee shop that I work at.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Volo on Main Street Maniac, my friend. Yes, and I have a lot of friends over there, and I do most of my meetings there, by the way.
We've noticed.
Yeah. And I love the way you make coffee, by the way. You make a mean latte, and then so everyone there. I had the matcha.
Matcha's good too.
Yeah. It's very cool.
I'm more of a honey ginger tea guy.
You are? Yeah. I saw. So tell us about your touring,
So the band is still fairly new. It's maybe about a year old in its current form.
Mm-hmm.
And my old band in Maine, they're throwing a little festival up in the woods that I played last year.
Please invite us.
I will. Okay. Yeah. And it's...
send me a link and I'll post it on our website and all that.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. When it starts to take flesh in full form.
Yes.
But we're hopefully going to rent a little bus and then go through New York, through Boston, Maine, and then maybe hit one or two places on the way back.
Woodstock, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the vibes.
And you saw my truck, right? I have like a 22-year-old Land Rover, one of those old ways. And the plate says Alegria and it has all big lights on the top. And that's what I do. I go to the woods.
That's awesome.
And I go to festivals and things. And one of my things is crystal healing bowls.
Oh, I have, you know? I have a healing.
You do?
I have a sound bowl.
Yeah, I have a full set, by the way. I'm spoiled that way, and I do healing rooms.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like a whole room full of people. And
that's
we just,
wonderful.
Yeah, it's needed nowadays.
It's definitely needed.
Right? Yeah, it's a... So, interesting enough that we live in Roxborough, Manioc, right? Mm-hmm. And is there a lot of venues for us to listen to music of like your kind in our area?
Sort
besides
of,
Grape?
Besides yeah. Grape. Well, we are playing at Fat Lady somewhat regularly now, and they're starting to have some more shows there. And Dawson's is another place.
Oh, I love Dawson's Pub.
That has music as well.
Yeah, right down at the end of Dawson's, right next to the train.
Right next to the train tracks, yeah.
Yeah, I used to live right there on Sharp Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we lived there for like 7 years.
Oh, that's
before
cool.
we moved to where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, and not far away, like 2 blocks away.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun. I like those little acquainted places.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, it's intimate.
Yes. Make sure you let us know about your schedule. And what is your Instagram?
It's Henry Golden Music. You'll see a gold bar.
Yeah.
And that's the right one. And we are also on Spotify under Henry Golden. And we have a track up called Better Time to Call, which is our probably most upbeat hype song. It's very singable.
Yes, and I would like to play that so people, at least a little bit of it, so people can hear. So let's hear a little bit of
Better Time to Call. So, but that was recorded at a place called the Boom Room in Fishtown.
Wow.
And it was we did that all in one take. So we did it like 7 or 8 times and that was the best take. So it's all a live performance.
Wow. Better Time to Call by Henry Golden Band. This is amazing. This is a great sound, great beat. And it's on Spotify, and
it's
we'll
Spotify.
Put the link on our website.
Awesome.
We'll make sure that people will know about you. So, Leslie, what is that advice that you would give to inspired musicians, you know, looking to carve out their own unique sound?
I think I'm a huge fan of David Bowie, And one of my favorite things.
My God, I met the man.
How did you?
Oh my God, I used to be friends with Iman, his wife.
Oh,
and
really?
We were models back then.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But to paraphrase him, he basically said, "Don't ever play for the audience." The whole thing. If I go out there and I'm just trying to play something that everyone else is going to enjoy, then I'm not sticking to who I am. And what makes my music special, I think, is the vulnerability and the emotion that I bring to it. And I'm playing for me and my band. And I know an audience is going to be built around that. And I think the biggest thing you can do is stop getting in your own way, because you can tell yourself, well, I need this to record, or I need this to be able to do this. But all you need to do is pick up an instrument and start playing and start letting some words come out. And then you're in it. And not everything's going to be beautiful. In fact, I've written so many bad songs, but those bad songs are what brought me to writing the good songs that I present to the world. So be more compassionate to yourself, be more easy on yourself, and just be honest about your expression and let things out. And don't worry about whether or not you're going to make an impact. Just play music because you love to play music, or do whatever your form of art is.
Yeah, I agree about that. It's, you know, our head, you know, our mind gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And our heart, you know, our spirit don't get to be expressed. And constantly perfectionism, you know, gets to be the culprit.
Perfectionism destroys creativity.
Destroys completely, because it's like, think about what we were talking before. The mind only know the past, right? Mm-hmm. So perfectionist is what? It's what it was or what it wasn't. So therefore, it's playing the now, getting in the way.
Yeah.
So creativity goes, oh, okay, so I'm not here.
Yeah. And if you're so afraid, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist too, but I try to be reasonable about it. If you're constantly afraid of making a mistake, then you're never going to take a step.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with making mistakes, okay with...
bold, courageous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just okay, be okay with being embarrassed.
Brave. Be brave. Yeah. I used to be a perfectionist, and oh my goodness, that would get in the way so often.
Yeah.
And I learned to let it go. And actually, at my age, I don't give about anything anymore.
That's good.
Beep, beep, beep. So thank you very much for being here. This has been awesome time.
Thank you.
I hope you come back again and we'll chat about emotion management, about creativity, about impacting. I wish you all the best in the store and in your career. I will actually look for you in bars and in great places in our city, beautiful city. Brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you everyone for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you, love.